You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If you want to be one of the new owners of the Denver Broncos, well, you've got until about 3 o'clock today to put your name in the hat. That's the deadline today to submit your bid to buy the Denver Broncos. They got it narrowed down to roughly 4. I don't know, Jeremy. I suppose somebody could come swooping in at the end.
Probably. Or do they like cut it off and say no more?
Yeah, like at 2:55 Elon could come swooping in. Yeah, Elon Musk with like 3 minutes to spare, like puts his little bid in for $20 billion or something.
Well, they're saying now it's going to probably go upwards of $4.5 billion. For the team and, you know, everything that comes along with it, the furniture, you know. And then they said that Waltons are in the lead. What's his name? Rob?
Eric? Rob Walton.
Rob Walton.
77.
Yeah. And they say he just sold his big swath of Aspen property and land for $30 million. So they're wondering if he was trying to free up a little cash and... Is that a down payment, the $30 million? I don't know.
Yeah, what kind of down payment do you make on $4.5 billion?
I don't know. Yeah, what do they need up front?
It's basically an auction, so now it's a question of who comes up with the most cash without requiring too much financing. So technically, somebody could bid more, but if their bid requires more financing than a slightly lower bid, the slightly lower one could come away with it.
Right, because they can write that check. $2 billion. Do I have $2 billion? Do I have $2.5 billion?
We
I want
think
this
we'll
auction
see an
style.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Sold
for $4.5 billion
to the old guy over there with a lot of billions.
Hello.
We could see an announcement of the winner within the next week or so.
It's cool. It's exciting.
It's exciting. A month ago, the average price for a gallon of gas in Colorado was just about $4. Now it's $4.60 in a month. And there are, well, you know, if you're buying diesel, that's up near $6 a gallon.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Nationwide average, they say, will soon hit the $5 a gallon mark, maybe even this week.
Make it stop. Make it stop.
Here's another story about money. Top Gun Maverick was once again numero uno at the box office. It pulled in another $86 million. When are you going?
I was just talking to Nick Knack about that. I was just going to maybe reach out to my dad and take him for Father's Day. So,
oh, now that's a nice
thing. It's a nice little day, right?
That's a really nice Father's Day.
I know, right? Steal my idea, everybody.
How tall is Tom Cruise? Is he 5'6"?
I have no idea.
He's going to get the last laugh over all of us. So will Josh, our producer. Uh-oh. Now there's a story out that says if you're over 5'9", you are actually... at higher risk for over 100 different health conditions. They looked at the medical records of 280,000 Americans, and they found that taller people are at a higher risk for all sorts of things, such as, since you and I are both over 5'9",
I know.
Would you like for me to tell you what you and I have?
What's
going to
hit me? Come on.
You got blood clots, irregular heartbeats, nerve damage, inflammation, ulcers, leg pain, bone infections.
All of that is beatable.
Yeah.
They say there's a lot of heart issues with tall people because your heart works harder to get
harder
the blood
to pump that blood
to your little piggies, you know?
Yeah, so... Really, as much crap as you and I give to Josh, he will...
He's so healthy.
...get the last laugh. What else is trending right now?
Well, I'd love to tell you, but my Word document's frozen.
Just make it up.
Here it is, unfrozen. We need a new computer in here. The MTV Movie and TV Awards were this weekend. The big winners, Spider-Man No Way Home for movies and Euphoria for TV. One best movie... Best show, best performance, best actor, best actress. Euphoria won for best fight and the Here for the Hookup Award. Because I guess there's a lot of making out on that show.
Best hookup and best fighting?
Here for the hookup.
One kind of follows the other, doesn't it?
Sometimes. Jack Black was crowned comedic genius, which, yes, he's a funny dude. And then Jennifer Lopez got the Generation Award because she's old enough to get that now. The big takeaway from the show last night was a little bit of audio from Vanessa Hudgens, who was hosting the show last night. and she couldn't stop giggling at her own jokes. I can relate. I pulled 20 seconds of this. See if we can get through it.
He said, yeah, real high.
She loves it. Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw. Happy Pride.
A lot more cleavage.
And fabulous.
What's that in it with you?
It's my kind of show.
Yes, sir.
Not really my style, but trust.
Indeed.
Oh, my gosh. That went on and on.
Wow.
And on. There's something cute about it, though, too, isn't it? It's really cute.
You know, she's having a great time.
She is. She sounds a little bit like my dog in the morning, though, when she's got to go out. And like, gotta go. Disneyland is trending. Disneyland Paris. Oh, this dude took his girlfriend to Disneyland Paris, and he got up on the stage in front of Sleeping Beauty's castle, got down on one knee, and started to propose. The thing is, though, is you're not allowed to go on those stages without somebody's approval from Disney. So right in the middle of the proposal, some employee with a Mickey Mouse hat on came running on the stage, ran in between them, snagged the ring out of the guy's hand, and told him to get down. The video of it is working its way around the World Wide Web this morning. It's on our Facebook page, too, if you want to check it out. The guy claims that he did get permission to go up on the stage, but this guy, the other guy that took the ring, didn't know. I don't know. It totally ruined the moment, though. And Disney put out a statement and said that they have apologized to the couple and they regret how it was handled and they've offered to make it right.
How do you make that right?
That is a full honeymoon on Disney, I think. That's how you make that right. The Rock is trending this morning. He bought his mom another house. There's some video of that floating around online. Makes me feel kind of like a bad son. I've never done that before for my parents, so good for him. What else is going on? Oh, the Uber list. This is kind of funny. Uber puts out this list every year of the things that people leave behind the most in their vehicles. And, of course, the normal things are on there. Cell phones, wallets, keys, backpacks, vapes, jewelry. But the fun part is the weird things that people leave behind, like a metal leg and a power washer. A windmill? Who brought a windmill? A grandma's teeth made the list. A pie?
Pie?
Pie! Where's my blueberry pie?
Do we think all of these are forgotten, or are some of these things just abandoned there? Like, I've got this power washer. I don't want to have to take it back. I'll just leave it in the Uber.
Maybe, but this list says somebody left tater tots behind.
Oh,
who in their right mind?
No.
10 pounds of hamburger was left behind. A spray tan machine. All sorts of stuff. I think I posted this on our Facebook if you want to check it out. Some of them are kind of funny, so there's that. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
On that Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A really interesting story today about how they're using rats, they're training rats to be sent into earthquake debris. And they send them in to these buildings that have fallen down, and they looked for, people in the building. Mm-hmm. And they're wearing little tiny backpacks outfitted with microphones so the rescue teams can actually talk to the survivors, which is fantastic. This is very cool. But dare I say, these rats wearing the little backpacks are the cutest damn thing you're going to see all day. You know, you get the vision of rats in your head, and you're like, ew, gross. But these little guys are so cute looking.
You know, you put a backpack on them or put one of those Mickey Mouse hats on them,
yes,
and then suddenly
like,
they're okay to have around.
Adorable. My observation from this was, doesn't this kind of make your situation go from bad to worse, though, if you are in a collapsed building and you can't get out, and then all of a sudden there's a rat in your face? You're like, oh, my God, he's going to eat my face. So my suggestion was put a little sign on the rat that says, hey, don't worry, I'm a friendly rat. I'm here to help you.
I'm here
so
to help.
So get all freaked out. So check it out, though. It's a cool story on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.